Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can also order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, or you can send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com for more information. So today it is episode number 36. That's right, episode number 36, the end of season 2. Whoa, where did the time go? And this episode is going to help you as you get ready to gear up for 2021. That's right. I want to share some topics that's going to help it make it a little bit easier to get your brain in gear for when you're creating those blog posts in 2021. Now, not only will these, but also those from episode number 35 help you when you're posting more consistently, and you know what? They should help you with your engagement to get more followers, fans, and clients in 2021. Are you ready? You got a pad and a pencil? If not, don't worry about it. Just send me an email and I send you the list. Number one, that's right, fun. There is always fun around the town and we are hoping that 2021 is gonna start it off with a bang. So share some info on some family-friendly fun events that's happening in your area. Another idea, or idea number two, review a business book related topic. Give a quick video review of a book that's related to your business. Number three, share a charity or community group that you've partnered with. Let people know what's going on in and around your community. Number four, follower only sale. That's right. Offer a very special deal for your fans and followers only. That's a great blog post. Number five, levity. Starting out with fun. Have a joke of the day. Yeah, have a joke of the day and ask your readers to leave their fam fun jokes as well. Number six, give a shout out to someone who really inspires you. It could be fictional or it could be real. It could be someone living or deceased. Number seven, ask for recommendations on books and movies and TV shows. Tell people what you're looking for, what genre. Number eight, tell your story. That's right. How you got started, why you started your business. You never know. It may help someone who's thinking about starting their own business as well. Number nine, FAQs. That's right. Frequently asked questions. Answer them. Number 10, celebrate a milestone that you or your business have achieved. The first 100 events, the first 100, you know, sales, that first dollar. Remember how it used to be when people started a business, they would actually frame the first dollar. We'll go back and talk about that first time you got that first cha-ching. It may not have been a dollar, but it could have been that first swipe of a credit card. Number 11, before and after pictures as well as videos, how you set up your new showroom, how you're setting up, you know, your products and your services. You can do before and after pictures and videos, basically about anything that you're doing in your business. Number 12, screenshots of something that you're currently working on. Let people see what you're working on so that you can promote your business, your service, and or products. Number 13, lucky 13, selfies. Yeah, we love our selfies. So show a selfie of yourself. Show the real you. Happy, sad, or just in between, mad. Number 14, quote and unquote, capture this or caption this. You know those caption this photos where you got a picture of something, a meme or a GIF, and you ask people to caption it? Number 15, behind the scenes. Again, go behind the scenes. Give your followers a glimpse into all the amazing things that happen behind the scenes in your business. Number 16, share an article. Is there an article that you've been written up in, or perhaps an article that may be of interest to your audience and or followers? Share it with the link as well. Number 17, tips. Yeah, tips and trends. Show off your expertise or experience and your know-how by sharing those tips and trends based on your product, business, and or service. Number 18, how-to videos. Whether it's a how-to video for your product or service or a how-to video for someone else's product and or service. Number 19, share those mistakes that people should avoid. You know, there are a lot of common mistakes that people make when they think they can do it themselves. Write a blog post on those mistakes that people should avoid when they do attempt to do it on their own. Number 20, ask an engaging question. Why? Because people love giving their opinion. So give them an opportunity in which to do so. Number 21, time-saving tips. Give your followers tips on how they can save time when they're out there with your product, your service, or even just general time-saving tips for home and garden and businesses. Number 22, money-saving tips. That's right. Give them some tips on how to save money on various product services and or everyday activities. Number 23, take a poll. That's right. Again, getting back to asking questions, take a poll. Make a blog post with a poll for questions that your or answers to questions that your readers might want to know more about. And in that same vein, number 24, ask for feedback on something specific. Are you thinking of adding something to your current lineup? Ask your readers for feedback. Number 25, share a fun fact. It could be a fact about you, your business, or something that's happening in the world today. And number 26, review a particular product that can be used in conjunction with your product and or service. So those are numbers 1 through 26. Take a break, go grab yourself something to sip or snack or even a pad and paper, because I've got some more when we come back with blogging tips for posts. That's right, as you head into 2021. And don't forget, subscribe to Dell Blogger where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, as well as the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook, which is also available on Amazon. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, here at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul. This podcast is designed for males and females from Generation X, Millennials, and Baby Boomers. Each week, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul will give insights on how to develop inspirations, your ideas, your own life and dreams and subconsciousness in your work, life, home, and business. Tune in on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Be there or be square.
Hello, this is Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger and host of Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I come to you with blogging tips and branding trends that will turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspectives? Because people who find value in your words will share them with their family, friends, and followers. A blog is your home base. It's the foundation of your online brand. So every Wednesday at 1 p.m., make sure that you tune in to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit with your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day.
Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help you to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading people to take action. It's actually the beginning of their know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit. And I can assist you with that mission. So head over to ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And this is episode number 36, the last episode of the year of 2020. And if I sound excited, it's because I am. I love coming to you every week with some great tips. And these last two episodes is giving you blog post ideas so that you'll have content to share with your readers in 2021. So I gave you 26. So let me give you the last ones. Number 27. Celebrate a fun holiday or an international or national day of. You know, there's a national day of everything. There's a national day of, you know, Fig Newtons. There's a national hot chocolate day. Every day is a holiday. So choose some within the month and celebrate and write about them and how your business and or product is going to celebrate. Number 28, and we talked about this previously, but inspirational quotes and pictures, memes, videos, and GIFs, they're great. When you don't feel like writing or you just can't think about writing, you can always share quotes from others, pictures from others, and of course, videos on YouTube from others, including my YouTube videos over at Delaware Blogger. Number 29, post happy pictures of your events. Of course, if it's anybody in there, including children, make sure you get permission. And when we're out and about again, definitely when you have your grand openings, your grand reopenings, take plenty of pictures so that you can share them on your blog. Do you have customers that are very happy with your services? Well, that's number 30. Idea number 30, interview a happy customer. A testimonial. Yeah, we're going to talk about testimonials and reviews. Actually, let me roll that into two. Idea number 30 and 31, interview a happy customer and share a review or a testimonial. Post idea number 32, a sneak peek. Yeah, a sneak peek into something that's coming soon. You love those coming soons. Number 33, promote the benefit of signing up to get emails. You're going to capture those email addresses with your gold. Write about why. What do you offer those people that subscribe to your email list or your newsletter? Number 34, Promote your other social media profiles. Are you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, wherever? Let people know that they can find you there as well and showcase some of the best of posts from those platforms. Number 35, and I'm going to repeat this from episode 25, but this is actually running a contest or a giveaway. You can get a lot of eyeballs on your blog when you run a contest or a giveaway. Number 36, spotlights. Staff spotlights, team spotlights. Feature a member of your staff or your team and some of the amazing things they do that contribute to the success of your business. Number 35, share a personal story. It doesn't have to be intimate, but when you share personal stories, it helps your readers, your audience, your clients, and your customers connect with you even more. It's building trust and loyalty, and they appreciate that. Number 38, those coupons and gift cards. That's right. Give them away. Give them away. Again, just like number 35, just like episode 25, contests, giveaways, coupons, money-saving ways for your products and or services. And you can do that on a quarterly, even a monthly basis. Idea number 39, live stream videos. OMGZ, who doesn't like to go live? A lot of people don't. But if you love to do it, then you should do it and then embed it into a blog post. Number 40, share your previous blog post. Update the content. Repurpose. Remember, it's never one and done. So if you had a post that was used last December, you could use it this December. Just clean it up. If you have something for Easter or Halloween, whatever the case may be, repurpose those blog posts and bring them back to life. Idea number 41. Have you been written up in any press or any PR features? Share it. People never know. You know, I have a media kit here and it lists out all the magazine, newspaper, and television appearances that I've done. You know, I've been in Women's Day Magazine, Parade Magazine, Delaware Today Magazine, Women's Emerge Women's Magazine, Morningstar Business Report, Delaware Business Star, so many others. So you can share that information with your readers. Idea number 42, thank your followers. Thank your readers. People love to be appreciated. So dedicate a post at least once a month or once a quarter, thanking your followers, thanking your readers, thanking your clients and customers. Idea number 43, fill in the blank. Those used to be so much fun. They had a book like that. You remember those book, those teasers? What is it? You fill in the blank, you know, if I could, I would blank, and have people fill in the blank. Number 44, another question. Ask your readers how they found you. Yeah. Was it an event? Was it a newspaper article? Was it a Facebook post? How they found you. And you know what? You can also share how you are finding your clients. And these last few are going to be themed posts. Everyone loves themed posts. Motivational Monday, Tuesday tips, Way Back Wednesday or Throwback Thursday, Fun Friday, Financial Friday, or just Friday, Saturday Success, and Sunday Fun Day. So those are just a few additional blog post ideas that you can use as you head into 2021. Yes, it's been a year. 2020 has been a year. But you know what? We woke up, we looked up, everything else is gravy, baby. So again, thank you guys so very much for following me along on the blog, Your Way to a Business Profit podcast, every Wednesday at 1. I appreciate your listening, and I would appreciate a review. And if you'd like to learn more about starting a blog, send an email to info at ablakeenterprises.com to schedule your complimentary 30-minute discovery call. Make sure you visit and subscribe to my blog, dellblogger.com, my website, ablakeenterprises.com, and make sure you find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or my Linktree ID, DellBlogger. When you subscribe to dellblogger.com, you'll see the link in the sidebar where you can purchase a copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners and the Podcasting Your Purpose workbook on Amazon. If you'd want to see my face in the place, head over to YouTube, Delaware Blogger, and share and subscribe to this podcast. We can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many more to come. Antoinette Blake, that's me, your host, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So until the next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay social. And I will see you in cyberspace. I almost made it through. Have a beautifully blessed day. It is the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Make sure you share this podcast, leave a review, and I'll see you soon for episode number 3.